Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. The name you shall call me from generation to generation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We just heard a sentence from the Bible reading this morning. God said to Moses, I am who I am. I was told that we are starting a series called Knowing God, Growing in God this Sunday. We examined who God is as he revealed himself in the Bible. Today we are going to see how God revealed himself when he called Moses to serve him by leading the Israel out of Egypt. Brothers and sisters, when we were baptized, remember, we were called to be disciples of our Lord. We are called to follow him. Yes, we may know that we are called to follow Jesus, but how do we do this following? What does this following mean? If we don't know who Jesus is, if we don't know where he leads us, how can we follow him? Moreover, we are also called to be servant of God. When we were baptized, we were not called to be the church member, to a member of a fellowship. We are called to be servants of God meanwhile. So in the same way, if we don't know who God is, how could we serve him? Thus, as Christians, the first lesson is to know God. We are called to know him through our willingness to follow him and serve him. And this is the meaning of the story of Moses' calling as recorded in today's lesson in Exodus chapter 3. This chapter is very significant, not only for the Israel people, but for all of us here. Nowadays, we all believe in Jesus. This chapter records God's call to Moses to lead his people out of Egypt and free them from slavery under Pharaoh. The text today begins with a record that Pharaoh was persecuting the Israelites who cried out for deliverance from their hard labor. And God heard and saw it. But it was only later when Moses went from being an abandoned baby of the river Nile to an 80-year-old shepherd that God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. It can be seen that it really takes time for God to prepare a suitable servant, a suitable vessel, a suitable instrument. Moses spent the first 40 years in the Egyptian royal palace, receiving the best education of his time, learning all the things the Egyptians learned. He spent the next 40 years herding sheep with his father-in-law, Jethro. It was these 40 years of herding sheep that prepared Moses for his future, which is to be a shepherd of God's people, the Israel people. God called him out of service at this time and gave him a vision, a long vision. And the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. This vision also became a reflection of the rest of his life, because bushes were considered lowly plants, and the fire represents God. Moses, who was originally as weak as the bush, now his life blazing because of God's presence, and he shall shine as brightly as God's flames without being consumed himself. As Deuteronomy chapter 34 says that Moses died at the mature age of 120. The Bible said that there is no faintness in the eyes, and there is no decay of spirit. So the flame of life blazed joyously within Moses till the end of his day. Revisiting God's calling to Moses, we may note how God calls people to his work. And the most important message we can get from the conversation is actually one very good question that Moses asked God, a question that no one asked before. The question was, "What is your name?" God, "What is your name?" And God answered, "I am who I am." If we observe the folk religions around us, everywhere, we can see a very strange phenomenon. The true God create humans, but human afterwards, we human create false God, and we let this false God rule over us. This is a very common phenomenon in this world. However, the answer God gave Moses, "I am who I am," tells us that God is not a creature, but he's a creator, and his existence does not need to be made by man, by human. Therefore, he will not be eliminated by times and will not be dismantled by history. And this particular name, "I am self-possessed and eternal," was uttered by God when he called himself. And this name became God's self-manifestation that surpassed all religious deity. when the word I am is mentioned in a Hebrew audience, they are in awe because it is God's self-designation. No prophet or apostle could say that. Why believe Jesus is God? Because so, only when Jesus was on earth, he shook the whole Jewish world with these simple words, I am. In the Bible, Jesus repeatedly used this term, I am. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the resurrection. That's the divine essence of Jesus Christ. I am who I am suggests that God exists before all things were created. He is the creator. He is not a creature. He created the world out of nothing. The existence of all things in the universe shows that there is one God who is the creator. As the writer of Hebrews mentions in Hebrews chapter 3, for every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. A scientist, very famous scientist, Isaac Newton, discovered the third law of motion. For those who do physics, know that the action force is equal to the reaction force. In other words, things cannot simply start moving by their own. The earth revolves around the sun and moon, around the earth, which needs an original force. This force is God. Human cannot deny the original force, and hence we cannot deny the existence of God. As Paul said in Romans chapter 1, ever since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things he has made, so they are without excuse. All things in the universe are well-ordered and regular, which reveals to us that there exists a wise God. As the psalmist exclaimed in Psalm 8, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, all things are so regular, in well-ordered. There are people who believe that all things in the universe came from an explosion suddenly, a big bang, at the beginning of the time. And so the sun and the moon came from some explosion somewhere. But as we know, the usual result of explosion is often irregular. Boom! Irregular. It is a highly random method of moving from one place to another. On the contrary, look at our world. The motion of all things in this world is so regular that it cannot have been the result of just random explosion. Many great scientists admit that there is one God when they are studying the universe. The countless stars in the skies are so well ordered. The sun rises and sunsets regularly each day. None of this is coincident or accidental. There should be an almighty creator that we cannot deny. I am who I am. This verse also tells us that God is our permanent God. All things have their beginning and ending. Existency and disappearance. But only God. God exists forever and ever. God has shown us in the Bible that he is permanent and unchangeable. As the writer of Hebrews wrote in Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God gave eternal meanings and value to we human beings. when he made us. I am who I am also tells us that God is the Lord of all things. He is rich in everything we need. Whatever difficulties the Israelites met when they were in the desert after they left Egypt, whatever difficulties the Israelites faced when they were in the desert, God gave them sufficient grace. God split the Red Sea to let people pass it without danger. God was the miraculous food in the wilderness, for he provided them manna. When there was no water to drink, God was the living water gushing out from the rock. God gave us everything we need. Water, air, sunshine, rainfall, friendship, all are free of charge, provided by our Lord. For Moses, God gave him everything he needed when he was called to serve God. He had his 40 years of elite aristocratic education. And then, remember, 40 years of lower class nomadic life. As we can see, God's preparation and tempering of Moses was really polarized. He has the best cultural, military, and political training in the world at that time, as well as the most audio grassroots wilderness survival training, which taught him firsthand a rich knowledge of physical geography. He fell from the top to the trough, to the bottom, in order to cultivate his stoic psychology. And his long-term dealings with the palace nobles and root shepherds, who were also the lord of the bush, gave him an insight into being a human with humility. All these were part of the training course conducted by God for Moses. I am nothing. This is Moses' journey over the course of these 40 years. From I am everything, I can do everything, to I am nothing. This is what God wants Moses to see, that God could not use him when he felt he was very capable and could do anything. God can only use him when he is emptied and feels that he has nothing and can do nothing. So God said, I will be with you. God told Moses that it doesn't matter who you are, what matters is me. When God uses him, when God is with him, he's not only doing what the work he would like to do, it is the work God demands him to do. Brothers and sisters, it's true that our life is short. We all are weak. As the psalmist said, my sun and moon dissipate like clouds of smoke. Try to imagine. 100 years is a short period in the history of the universe, right? However, 100 years ago, neither you or I exist. So where will you and I be after another 100 years? Yes, our names will disappear from the world, and our voices and smile will no longer be remembered by anyone. We're just like a pebble thrown into a pond or into a sea in the ocean. And although there is a little splash now, it will soon disappear into nowhere. We may ask, what will become of the success, failure, gain, losses, fame, fortune, status, achievements, and honors that we have accumulated in our lives? What will happen to the haters, revenge, and holdings that we once clutched onto. However, God said, I am who I am. God tells us that in Him, life is eternal and far more fulfilling and meaningful than the things we have just leased. No matter how perishable earthly life is, we can still grasp the limited time to accumulate something immortal for eternity. When God's call came to Moses, in addition to indicating future tasks and difficulties and pledging to be present and graceful, He also revealed His name to that Moses knew how wonderful and how abundant God is. God is abundant God, very rich. And this is the God that we should serve in the future. I am who I am. This is when we are weak, He gives us strength. When we are confused, He provides us the direction. When we feel pain, He grants us comfort. When we lack, He provides. When we are sick, He heals us. When we are attacked, He is our refuge. Brothers and sisters, today we have six brothers and sisters. Come on, will be confirmed. We pray for them that the Holy Spirit grant them courage and strength to continue their life journey. We all are called to be servants of God. That the Holy Spirit grant us and also grant them courage and strength to continue the journey of faith. At the same time, today is also a time for us to reaffirm our faith in front of God and dedicate ourselves to serve Him, to be His faithful servant. God once called Moses by showing him the radiant manifesting of God's holiness by the fire burning in the weak bush. However, the bush was not consumed because the flame was self-sufficient and self-perpetuating, just as God is self-sufficient. This vision demonstrates to us that God's power is revealed through the weakness. I read a sentence from a pamphlet about our sermon series. I like this sentence very much. So, and I would like we all remember that. Although we are finite, God is infinite. We are mortal. He is eternal. Our knowledge is limited. God's wisdom is unfathomable. We are weak. God is strong. We are confined in time and space, but God is everywhere. When God calls us, when He calls us, no matter how weak we are, He shows us that He is our God. I am who I am. May the Lord help us to realize how blessed and glorious it is to be called by God to serve Him. Our humility and weakness will begin to shine through His presence. Although there will be challenges and difficulties as we walk this earth, He will never leave us, and He will be gracious to us, to all of us. He leads us along the way, so that we can come to truly know Him, to remain with Him, and to experience more deeply that He is the God I am who I am. Amen.